Officer Buckle and Gloria. Written and illustrated by Peggy Rathman. Essential question. Why is it important to follow safety rules? Officer Buckle knew more safety tips than anyone in Napville. Every time he thought of a new one, he thumbtacked it to his bulletin board. Safety tip number 77. Never stand on a swivel chair. Officer Buckle shared his safety tips with the students at Napville School. Nobody ever listened. Sometimes there was snoring. Afterward, it was business as usual. Mrs. Topple, the principal, took down the welcome banner. Never stand on a swivel chair, said Officer Buckle, but Mrs. Topple didn't hear him. Then, one day, Napville's police department bought a police dog named Gloria. When it was time for Officer Buckle to give the safety speech at the school, Gloria went along. Children, this is Gloria, announced Officer Buckle. Gloria obeys my commands. Gloria, sit. And Gloria sat. Officer Buckle gave safety tip number 1. Keep your shoelaces tied. The children sat up and stared. Officer Buckle checked to see if Gloria was sitting at attention. She was. Safety tip number 2, said Officer Buckle. Always wipe up spills before someone slips and falls. The children's eyes popped. Officer Buckle checked on Gloria again. Good dog, he said. Officer Buckle thought of a safety tip he had discovered that morning. Never leave a thumbtack where you might sit on it. The audience roared. Officer Buckle grinned. He said the rest of the tips with plenty of expression. The children clapped their hands and cheered. Some of them laughed until they cried. Officer Buckle was surprised. He had never noticed how funny safety tips could be. After this safety speech, there wasn't a single accident. Analyze the text. Cause and effect. What do the children do when Gloria acts out Officer Buckle's safety tips? The next day, an enormous envelope arrived at the police station. It was stuffed with thank you letters from the students at Napville School. Every letter had a drawing of Gloria on it. Officer Buckle thought the drawings showed a lot of imagination. His favorite letter was written on a star-shaped piece of paper. It said, "You and Gloria make a good team. Your friend, Claire. P.S. I always wear a crash helmet. Safety tip number 7. Officer Buckle was thumbtacking Claire's letter to his bulletin board when the phones started ringing. Grade schools, high schools, and daycare centers were calling about the safety speech. Officer Buckle, they said, our students want to hear your safety tips, and please bring along that police dog. Officer Buckle told his safety tips to 313 schools. Everywhere he and Gloria went, children sat up and listened. After every speech, Officer Buckle took Gloria out for ice cream. Officer Buckle loved having a buddy. Then one day, a television news team videotaped Officer Buckle in the State College auditorium. When he finished safety tip number 99, do not go swimming during electrical storms, the students jumped to their feet and applauded. Bravo! Bravo! They cheered. Officer Buckle bowed again and again. That night, Officer Buckle watched himself on the 10 o'clock news. The next day, the principal of Knapville School telephoned the police station. "Good morning, Officer Buckle. It's time for our safety speech." Officer Buckle frowned. "I'm not giving any more speeches. Nobody looks at me anyway." "Oh," said Mrs. Topple. "Well, how about Gloria? Could she come?" Someone else from the police station gave Gloria a ride to the school. Gloria sat on stage looking lonely. Then she fell asleep. So did the audience. After Gloria left, Knapville School had its biggest accident ever. It started with a puddle of banana pudding. Splat! Splatter! Sploosh! Everyone slid smack into Mrs. Topple, who screamed and let go of her hammer. Analyze the text. Humor. What happens when the people don't follow Officer Buckle's tips? How does the author make what happens seem funny? The next morning, a pile of letters arrived at the police station. Every letter had a drawing of the accident. Officer Buckle was shocked. At the bottom of the pile was a note written on a paper star. Officer Buckle smiled. The note said, "Gloria missed you yesterday. Your friend, Claire. P.S. Don't worry, I was wearing my helmet. Safety tip number 7. Gloria gave Officer Buckle a big kiss on the nose. Officer Buckle gave Gloria a nice pat on the back. Then, Officer Buckle thought of his best safety tip yet. Safety tip number 101. Always stick with your buddy.